Managing the kennel. Sales dog ground rules. Obedience training. Left on their own, without guidance or direction, even the most domesticated collection of dogs will quickly turn feral, sniping at one another and wandering aimlessly from territory to territory, searching for a scrap of food. Sales dogs are prone to the same behavior. If they are to achieve any kind of productivity, they need a trainer who can identify the breed and understand the inherent strengths and weaknesses well enough to be able to put each pooch in the right position to succeed. They need a trainer who knows when to loosen the leash and let his sales dogs run free, but who is also ready and willing to pull the choke chain tight whenever one of his sales dogs gets out of line. In the world of sales dogs, great salespeople come in different varieties and blends of the breeds, and it's important to understand that you do not have to be a purebred pit bull to be successful in sales. One of the biggest myths this audio is intended to dispel is the claim that there is only one mold for success in sales. If you are a frustrated dog trainer or a salesperson struggling to fit in with the rest of your pack, be encouraged. All dogs can hunt. You can be a nice guy with great integrity and with great compassion and heart, and be a top sales dog. You do not have to be a jerk, a sleaze, overly aggressive, a fan of cold calling, or callous to win this game. As a trainer, you need to know what you are and what breeds are in your kennel so you can tailor your approach and your communication style. Remember, just as sales dogs have their unique personalities, so too do your clients and prospects. Matching your sales force with the proper clients, prospects, and territories will help them in the beginning to learn how to build relationships. And as they progress and develop successful traits of several breeds, they will be able to succeed in almost any condition or territory. In managing pit bulls, it's important to issue them tons of challenges. They thrive on quotas, sales contests, and ways in which they can pit their skills and results against others. Give them impossible or high-risk challenges. I know there's no way you're going to be able to hit this number. It's just impossible. But see what you can do. Give them the scent or an early win and let them run a bit wild. This environment, on the other hand, would unsettle retrievers because it puts them in a win-lose situation, and retrievers prefer to win-win. They dislike putting their own interests above anyone else's. However, if you add a twist by introducing a supplementary contest that will measure customer satisfaction, you can use a pit bull technique to achieve a retriever goal. Having a deep understanding of what motivates your sales dogs will allow you to achieve the results you seek. Your pit bulls aren't too concerned with your tact or even if you get a little gruff. Give them clear and concise directions and send them on their way. You can send them cold calling in dirty industrial parks and they won't complain. They are comfortable interviewing grizzled production supervisors, truck drivers, or anyone who believes in rolling up his sleeves and putting in a hard day's work. If you need to generate activity in a sleeping territory, they are your breed. And always allow them time to tell you some of their war stories about how they met insurmountable tasks in the past, and let them go on the attack. They love it. As long as they're active and chasing something, they'll be happy. You should put that desire and energy to good use at all times. Poodles must look good at all costs, and that's the key to managing them successfully. Make sure that they know what it takes to obtain top dog status as sales dogs. Allow them the leeway to make the right connections with the right people, and they will do just fine. Challenge poodles by telling them that they have an opportunity to make a real name for themselves. Explain to them that if they play their cards right, they will have lots of people working for them, and they may even become famous in the industry and community, and may even someday write a book.